the most important things, I believe in it. Because if you don't believe in what you can do, you will never do it, even if you have a good genetics.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorilla Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is a special one, a planche beast from Italy, somebody you requested. And I'm really looking forward to your questions, because like we received a lot of questions from the community, and I'm happy to answer them with you, Eric. Welcome to the show, Eric Barsi.
Thank you, and nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
And hi to everybody who is watching this interview.
Nice. So let's start. Who are you? Who is Eric Barsi?
Oh, well, well, I'm an athlete, as you know. I started calisthenics 3 years and a half ago in 2017. And in March, the next March, it will be 4 years that I'm in this game. Yes, it's not a lot of time, but it's all about genetics and all about how you do your workout, because everybody are different. We are not the same. So Eric Barsi is just a guy who wants to break. Yes, I think it's not... it's not clear to say I want to. He's just a guy who wants to break his limits. You know, he's just he's normal. You know, everybody say that, but I have started this sport because I was without time to working out, because before I was doing free climbing. Mm. You know, outdoor and indoor. I have done it for 3 years, something like that. But I was not following by anyone. I was doing all by myself. So bad form pull-ups, bad form dips. I was doing push-ups, pull-ups, this type of basics, and free climbing, you know, just for training the grip and this type of stuff. I was without time at one point of my life, because with the work, with my job before, I was working in a factory. So really hard work, always busy. You know, strange time to work, like 10 to 6 a.m., you know, like night. So you can't work out because you are tired or this type of things. So I found it, the calisthenics, watching the YouTube videos, you know, like everybody, I think. And I see the first guy was Tanks, you know, Chris Heria, Osvaldo, La Rosa. And this guy, you know, the first one who was doing the skills, not the certain reps like Hannibal for King, Frank Medrano, and these guys. So I started watching them, and I was really attracted by these skills, you know, like how can I do to do this, because I want to do it too, you know, because it's cool to see, and I think it's really good to build power, because the meaning why I'm training is because, yes, I want to get stronger, you know, stronger day by day, but it's not to be the strongest, because it doesn't exist somebody that is the strongest, you know. There is no strongest man in the calisthenics. I think there is a elite, a top 10 elite, for example. Sorry for my English, because sometimes it's hard for me to change from Italian to English, but if this is good, okay. No, I'm that's it's what I'm trying to say is, for me, my goal is not to be the strongest, you know, because for me, in my opinion, there is no one is the strongest, you know. For example, if you win a world championship, that's no mean you are the strongest, you know. You are strong and you have won that competition, but you are not the strongest in the world, you know. So even if you're training for 10-20 years, you can't be the strongest, because it will be because in the world, maybe you don't know, but there is one person that is strongest, you know, of you, but you don't know it, because maybe he don't have Instagram, he don't have social, so how you know it? It is impossible. So in my opinion, my goal is not to be the strongest, but to be stronger than yesterday. But for myself, you know, I don't want to beat anybody, you know. Oh, I have beat you in a battle or something like that. It's not my interest. It's not what I'm interested to do. I just want to be strong than yesterday, you know, doing my skills every time up the level, and to do the skills more clean than I can. So this is Eric Barcy, an athlete who want to break this type of things, you know, just not to be the cleanest or the strongest. I just want to be more strong than when I was starting to do calisthenics, you know. And for me, it's good. It's a good way to evolve, because if you think to beat somebody or to be stronger than somebody, you will never get stronger, because you are focused to beat somebody, but you are not focusing to yourself. Mm-hmm. So before, you need to focus to yourself, like I did, for example, at the first time when I started. I was without thinking I want to be the strongest, I want to fight with him and you know, whoop some ass, but it's not like that. It's like be conscious of what you can do and what is your goal, and after that you can work on it. So I have started, like I said, working in a factory. I was without time, so I started to do calisthenics, and when I am entering in this world, I was like I like this, you know, because everybody was really close to other athletes, you know, like, oh, you do calisthenics, I do it too, so it's good, bro. Because at the beginning, not everybody was conscious about what is calisthenics, what is street workout. When you say calisthenics, people react like, what's that? You know, but now is different. You know, when you say I do calisthenics, people, oh yes, when you do flag or this type of skill, you know, it's always you know, not is not known by everybody, but a lot of people with the time are seeing the athlete doing skills competition, event, show. So this sport is going bigger, you know. And I think, my personal opinion, these little things is changed by the year, because at the beginning everybody was doing the same things. Now now there is a lot of different things, you know, like all freestyle athlete, all static skill, who do the same, who is complete. So there is a lot of discussion about this, but I think the soul of the calisthenics is, you know, the real street workout. Like when you are with everybody, you share your feeling, you share your vibes, you know. And I started this, and I'm becoming an athlete because this make me grow a lot of passion for this sport, because it's a singular sport, you know. Like it's not like football that you play in a team. It's singular, but even if a singular sport, you can be connected with the other people in a good way, not in a bad way. So for me, that is really important, you know, because when you do something and you do a meeting, for example, or a competition, even a competition, it's good to see athlete be real athlete, you know, like if I lost against you, no matter what, because we are athlete, you know, we are working all the year maybe for do that competition. So yes, maybe you can be angry if you lose, or you can be happy, of course, if you win. But I mean, when you are near to other people, to other athletes that do the same things as you, it's good to see that there is no bad vibes, you know, because everybody are doing the same things. So even you lose, or even if you win, is the same, I think. Just for the ego, you know, I win. But okay.
That's true. So for you also, like, calisthenics is not only a sport, but really a community, a lifestyle, like much more than a sport.
That's it, bro. Because if I live from this, you know, this is my current job. I don't do anybody else. I just do calisthenics. I'm an athlete. I'm an influencer in the social. I'm a showman. I do show, even the competition, you know, after the competition, I do even show, and I work in the gym. So it's my lifestyle and is even my work. So I think this is the perfect combination, you know, when you do something that you love and is even your work. So you are happy because you are working with what you love. So it's really perfect for me. And Yeah, I spent 3 years of my life working hard, you know, every day, and now I'm here, and I'm not stopping to working hard. You know, I'm still working, so there is no limit in what you can do.
That's true. People are always interested in the hard facts. How old are you?
In this December, I will be 24.
24. Okay.
Now so I'm 23. Yes, I'm from 1996.
Nice. Me too. That's good.
yeah. Great.
What is your weight and height? How tall and heavy are you?
Okay. My current weight is 71 kilograms, mm-hmm. and my height is 71.
Okay. So quite heavy.
Yeah, like one meter and 71 centimeters, 71. If I wear the shoes, I'm 2 centimeters more, you know. Okay. Without shoes, yes, I'm 71.
Okay, nice. And like when you saw the Chris Heria and La Rosa on YouTube in the beginning, what was your goal? Why did you start with calisthenics? Did you have like the planche inside all the time?
My goals, like skill goals.
Yeah.
I was just thinking to do something, you know, because I was watching without knowing nothing. And I was watching like, okay, but how can I do this? And I was searching for the tutorials. And when I found it, I have started. My first skill was, for me, it's not a skill. It's a basic exercise, but it's muscle up, okay, on rings. And a parkour guys showed to me how to do the false grip because I was without idea. You know, a parkour guys told me that. And I was, okay, let's do it. Because they using the false grip, even in parkour, for grabbing, you know, the bar. So he was knowing these things, and he told me, and I started to false grip with ring muscle up. After that, I was training for front lever and back lever because I was without any idea of what was the planche. Mm-hmm. Okay. For me, it wasn't without sorry for my English. No, for me it was it doesn't exist, the planche, you know, like what is. I have found it, and a whole friend, the one who was training with me, told me, why you don't train planche? And I was, what is planche, you know? Oh, is that skill when everybody do it, do like this, you know? Because everybody, when do the planche, turn the head and do like, yes, you know? And, oh, looks good. So let's try to train it. And in that moment, I have realized that I was really strong in push. Mm-hmm. And I've started to do planche. I've started from frog stand. The first propedeutic, and after that it took 1 month, and I was with bad straddle.
1 month.
Bad straddle planche in 1 month, but it was really really bad, like banana bent, everything. But I was trying, you know, like without propedeutic, just jump to do it. After that, I was studying for be a coach. Be a trainer. So after that, I have trained with more propedeutics, with more exercise in a good way. So I have reached in 3 months the full planche, and that was my first goal: do the full planche. Because when I was doing the planche, I was still with full front lever, full back lever. In 2 months, I've taken full front lever, full back lever, human flag. I have taken with never training, just transfer. And after that, after 3 months, 3 months and a half, I have taken the first full planche. It was really ugly, like banana bent, but not so bad, you know, like you imagine. After that, I've working out. I've tried to make it cleaner and this type of things.
But yes,
the first goal was the planche, I think, the first real goal.
Okay. And like a lot of people are struggling for a long time for planche. Like, what do you think was your secret? Was it good genetics? Was it your background in free climbing? What was it?
Okay. I was talking. I want to talk about this because a lot of people asked me every time how you have learned in 3 months, only 3 months. But it's not for the free climbings, because free climbing don't create a transfer for do the calisthenic skill. Maybe it can make transfer for the finger strength, because you are always like this, but it's not, because you are not for in my personal opinion, for the planche. I'm talking for the planche. These things, it don't help me for doing finger planche or two fingers planche, because it's the opposite move. Because when you are climbing, you are pulling. Yeah. When you are do the planche, you are pushing. So it's the opposite of the movement. You know, I have started to train it by zero for that transition. For the front lever, yes, is there is a little transfer, because it's always pulling. So you are do scapular work, shoulder work, dorsal work, you know, the flat work, the lat works. Mm-hmm. So yes, maybe a little transfer by that, of course, because it's always training. So your body is not starting from zero. So it's okay. But for the planche, it's genetic. By one side is genetic, because of course everybody are different, and everybody of us have a different skills, you know, because we burn, when we burn, we are unique, you know, you are unique, I'm unique, mm-hmm. everybody, you know, we are not the same. So there is a lot of things to watch if we want to talk about this. But in my opinion, for myself, I talk for myself, in one side is genetic, the other side is a poor workout. There is no secret, bro. It doesn't exist a secret for learn the planche, because it's always the same exercise. It depends of your adaptability of this on the skills, you know. For example, maybe I'm my body is built for do planche, okay, but maybe your body is built for do front lever, and you will struggle more for do the planche, because your body is not done for do that. But I think even is not genetic, you can work on it and you can do it. For example, I was with a big injuries, for example, in my scapular 1 year and a half ago, and I wasn't able to do any type of pulling skill, like no front lever, no back lever, no Victorian, nothing, bro. I have lost everything, one hand front lever, everything. I was with 5 seconds of front lever, but after that, I have cured myself with physiotherapy, massage, and these type of things. And after that, now I'm still pulling, touch front lever, wide touch front lever, one arm front lever. So I'm for me, my body is not built for the pull power, but I'm still doing, because I'm working out for it. And the most important things, I believe in it. Because if you don't believe in what you can do, you will never do it, even if you have a good genetics. Because, for example, if you, in your mind, if you think, no, I will not able to do this never in my life, you will never do it. Mm-hmm. Because you are saying that you can't do it before you have do it. So how you can do it? You just need to think, how can I do it? Mm-hmm. And start to try a solution for make you stronger, for trying other solution to training, because not everybody have the same body, like I said. So maybe for me, do the planche push-up, let's grow my second and my stamina in the planche. Maybe for you, it's just the opposite. Maybe it hurt you, because your muscle maybe don't, no, it will more, no, yes, it need more time to adapt to it. Okay, it's something like this. For example, I do the two fingers planche, but it's not because I have the good genetics, because is I have trained on it, and I was the first that was thinking, I can't do it, you know, mm-hmm. like it's impossible. What the fuck is that? It's like a Shaolin, you know, Shaolin yeah. things. Yeah. So how can I do it? Because I'm heavy, I'm 70 kilos, and blah blah blah. But it's just an excuse, bro. It's all excuses. Because if you want to do something, you just do it. if I want to do the front lever one arm, I just train it and I do it because I'm an athlete, is my job. So I'm conscious that there is no limit. The only limit that you have is here. And you are, if you are limit here, you were always locked, you know, in your bubble. Like, I do this, I do my stuff. I can't do other things because it's too much for me, but it's not true. Everybody can be a pro. I always say this, even to my students. Every time I say today, like, you can be a pro athlete. You too. Why not? If I'm here, you can be here too. I'm not, you know, better than you. Maybe you are better than me, but you need just working out more. You know, it's always about to do the things and to approach. If you stay like this and you stay sit, for example, and you don't move it, you will never find what you want, for example. If you start to move it, things starting happening, you know, because you do things, you create things. So this things is... you can relate this in calisthenics, but even in life, because if you are here, maybe you need to get a job. You don't have a job. How you can get a job? You need to move. Same things. If you want to do a skill, you can't take it like staying here and do the same things like always. You know, you need to try it and to put your face on the ground. You need to feel pain, everything. But at the end, you will arrive to it, because if it's your goal, it's possible. So it's not impossible. You're not thinking to fly, you know, like Goku. It's just doing a skill. Is physics. So you can do what you want. In my opinion, there is no limits. The limits is just created by our mind.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I hope to explain good, because sometimes I know that my English is not perfect, but I hope to explain.
It's perfect. It's good.
Thank you.
What is the hardest static move that you can do right now for you?
I don't think that there exists a hardest move. You know, it's just
for you, like maybe
in my personal opinion. Now I can't say it because it's a spoiler, bro. Because I'm creating a new move, and when I will do it, I will share it with calisthenics community. So that is the hardest move that I can do right now, but it's still bad form, so I don't want to say nothing. Other moves is one arm planche push-up, two fingers planche press, Zanetti, but clean form. Mm-hmm. Carmona, if you know what is a gymnastic move like Zanetti to Japanese and stand all in one move. It's really hard. It's a rings move, but you can do it even on the vertical P-bar, because I don't use rings, because for me it's gymnastic, but sometimes I train it just for create other stimulation. Mm-hmm. But okay. I will never bring it in a competition, for example, because in Italy a lot of people use the rings in Italy in the competition, but for me it's not calisthenics, it's gymnastic. Mm-hmm. Even if you do the calisthenics skill, so I train it, but I don't use it on the competition. I just use it to make strength, to build strength. But yes, the hardest move that I can do, yes, is these three moves, maybe even one arm front lever. For me it's hard, because like I said, I'm not built for to pull power, but at the moment I'm really focused on my pull power. So I'm working on one arm front lever and pull ups. So that is really hard for me. Pull up in one arm front lever. Okay. So it's one of the skill that is really hard for me. For the push element, I think for me is not. For say that you know, I'm strong, I can do everything, but for me the push element is always at the same difficulty, because I felt it like this, you know. I don't know how to explain. Of course, I with my student, of if somebody told me what is hardest, Maltese or planche, I say Maltese because it's logic. But for me, sometimes it's harder a planche than a Maltese. Mm-hmm. Because it depends how much you train that skill. It depends how much time you train on it. Like, it's all about specific training, bro. Because, for example, you can't take skills from transfer, okay? But if you don't train it, you will never unlock it perfectly. Like, for example, you are really strong in push and pull. You are never do a human flag. You try the human flag and you do it, but it will never be clean like you have trained it. Mm-hmm. Okay. For example, I do the human flag, but it's not perfect. You know, it's still bad form, but because I never train it, never. Really, never. And sometimes when I want to make somebody loud, you know, I do a human flag and I say, look, but you know, it's bad form because I'm not interested to do that skill. So of course it's bad form because you don't train it directly. For example, if you want to do a clean planche, you need to work on the isometric, you need to work on the lean, you need to work on the push-up for make it everything's in the, you know, because planche, for example, is a summary, you know, like there is planche consists in push up, press, lean, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Front lever, it grab pull ups, pulls, rises, and this type of things. For example, if you don't train it, each of this move for that skill, you will never take it clearly. Because if you work on just one move of that skill, you only have that move. You can't take transfer to doing other things. For example, if you never do planche push-up, maybe you can do one. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it will be bad form, mm-hmm, because you are never trained. So it's just like this, you know, is what I'm talking about. Like, everything is hard if you don't train it. If you train it, everything, it became not maybe easy, but it became comfortable for you, mm-hmm, because you can do it like easy. Like for me, for like I said, I can't tell to you like how much is the difference for Maltese and planche for me, because it's same. I can hold third, second planche even in Maltese, maybe the same is the same hold, not 30 second, maybe 25, but it's still there. So because I training each skill in the specific, you know, like there is the day I train only planche, only Maltese, only front lever, and the other days I train it everything in the one workout, like planche, front lever, and Maltese for make endurance, for build stamina. You know, this is just little tips for somebody who is watching. But anyway, is like this, bro. Because for example, it's like you ask to Mayeli. I know him; he's really strong. I respect him. It's like if you ask him what is harder from one arm front lever and front lever touch. For him, it's the same because he is really strong in each, you know, in both the skill. So it's like this. If you asked me what is your hardest move, yes, I said planche Maltese, because it's the best things I can do in the completeness, you know. For me, it's the push power, but I can say, you know, just Carmona, Zanetti, or these skills, because I don't watch the each skill, I watch everything. So for me, for example, somebody strong when you can perform each skill in good form, push and pull. If you do just push, you are not strong. You are strong in push, but you are not complete, so you can't be strong. For example, maybe somebody that have lower power than you in push, but have more power in pull power, is stronger than you because he have both, and one of this is more powerful than yours. So I do your skill and I do other things that you can do. So when I say that in the calisthenics is hard to make a discussion about it, because everybody's different, you know. So there is the guy who do just freestyle, the guy who do just the statics or push or just pull. So it's really, really a big world about this, because there is a lot of road, you know, that people bring. So yes, in my opinion, I say to you like this, maybe for other people, they have other opinion, you know. But for me, it's like this, bro, because we are too much and we are doing always the same, the different things, you know, because maybe you do a planche, but it's not like mine. I do a planche, it's not like, for example, Kamenov, for example, is everybody are different, even we have the same level. Because your body activated that planche in that mode, I activate my planche in another way, for example, even if it's always a planche. But there is a lot of things to talk about it. You know, it's not the secret, like you say, but it's just the little things that you find when you're working out every day. If you have good eyes, you can see your mistakes. Because this is a really important thing. So when you're working out and you try to understand where is your error, where is your mistake, for example, when you do bad form skills. For example, yesterday I was training. I let you pick a little example. I was training and my Maltese was not clean like always, you know. Every time I'm like this, strike, boom. But yesterday it was like a tent, you know, like this. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to understand why the fuck I'm like this today. I don't understand. I was really right, mind-blowing, you know. Mm-hmm. and I was really getting angry about this, like, why? And after that, I realized that I wasn't stretched in my lumbar part. Mm-hmm. Because I was forgot. I was, that's it. So if I understand this, because I'm watching, you know, I'm watching myself, because when you do the video, I always watching myself. For example, I tell even for everybody who will watch this interview, film yourself and watch your videos, because this is one of the great things you can do for progress. Because if you don't see yourself, you can't know how to fix your mistakes. And this is something I do even now. If I know that my planche is clean and everything of my skill is clean, but I filming the same, because even the pro athlete can do an error. You know, everybody can do it. So you can't be in super shape 360 years. You know, 360 day in the years, you can be always clean all the years, and you know, for all the time you're working out, it will be always some days that you feel weak, but it's normal. Yeah. Because if you're training every day, all the day, all the year, it's normal.
That's true. Okay. The guy who asked the question about the hardest static move also asked, what's the hardest dynamic move? It's Ron Shartok. And so what's the hardest dynamics or freestyle move or the hardest for you?
Freestyle move, you mean 360, 540, this type of chat? The real, okay. In my life, I have done just 3 freestyle moves. So, because I don't train it, just because... for me, it's not power. For me, power is the skill, because you took 3, 4, 6, 1 year for learn a skill. I have learned 360 and 540 in one day. So, you know, this is a this is hard discussion, because not everybody think the same, but it's not the way you think is like what is the truth. The truth is that the freestyle move is just agility. So it's just trying. There is a technique, of course, but it's just trying. That you don't need to build muscle for do that. So I don't never train it for that reason, because my goal, like I said in the beginning, is to get stronger. So if I do freestyle, I'm not strong. I've just the ability to do freestyle and do some show. But for me it's not the demonstration of strength. It's just something that you can put in a combo for make the people enjoy what you do, you know, and you not look like a robot, you know, like you do boom boom, you know, like this. So I like to see it in a set, but for me it's not a demonstration of power. The best static, the best freestyle skills that I have performed is 360 and really close to 540. Like I don't have to grab it with the other bar, but with the other hand, but in one day, bro, just 10 attempts. And I have done the giant, but one times maybe I never trained it really. One day I was in a gymnastic gym, and in that day I've done 260, I've tried the 540, and I've done the giant. So it was just for fun. So I'm not the person who can talk about the freestyle, but in my opinion, I think one of the hardest move now is the 900. You know, the three spin. So that is really hard, but for the agility, because you need to spin like a tornado. So even me, when I watch it, I say, whooshy, that's hard, you know, because damn. But or the front flip regrab maybe, or the Supra 540, that is dangerous skill. Because for example, like when you do giant, you know, and you, it's like Supra 540, that when you do the twist over the bar and you regrab the bar.
Yeah,
you do the swing. Okay, it's Supra 540. For me, that skill is like insane, man. Because if I learn it, I know that one day I would be fucked up with my hand. You know, because you do it. If you fall, you are done, because you are flipping in the air and you have no chance to get it and stand up. You know, so it's really bad if you fall. This is the reason why I don't do freestyle, because if I damage myself, I can work out, you know. So this is one of the reasons. Even if it's not a strength move for me, this is one of my choices, because I do it just for link, you know, just for link the skill. Like I don't do real skills in freestyle. I do just little link, like wing, I twist on the bar, full planche, for example, or from back lever, twist front lever. No, but this is not skill, it's just transition. Or from the P bars, you can swing and you do the kick and you go down to front lever, for example. But this is not skill for me, it's just transition. It's transition that you can use for making more cool your set and not boring. You know, just for do planche, I slide from the side, I do front lever. It's better to do a little jump, you know. That is cool, but for training in the specific, the freestyle move, I think I will never do it. Maybe one day when I will be tired to do the skill, maybe I will do it, but I don't think so.
Yeah, because in Italy, there are not a lot of people doing dynamics and freestyle, right?
No, because but I think just because the people have the mindset of gymnastic, like they don't do freestyle, they do just the skills. And if they do freestyle, they do with straight arm. And it's the other type of freestyle, the gymnastic skills. You know, it's totally different from the bar, from the ring, from the P-bars. It's another type of work. And the gymnastics start at 4 or 5 years old. We will never be able to do that type of freestyle. For example, if I start at 20 years old, how can I do that type of things? Because your brain is locked for the fear. So they take it, the little guy, because when you are young, you are fearless, you know, because you take everything like a joke. So it's more easy to understand and to learn the skill of freestyle when you are young. So if for this reason, the people of gymnastic take the young guy, is for this reason. If you switch these things to old man, like or maybe yes, a normal guy like 20, 22 years old,
an old guy,
I'm scared, man. I say to you, I'm scared as fuck to do freestyle. Like if I do it, I broke every bones, you know, of myself. So it's for this reason I don't do it. And but I think, yes, if you start, for example, at young age, you can do what you want. For example, I'm feeling like locked, you know. But it's not, I talk to you really without mask, you know. I say to you, like, is the things, like, I'm scared to do the freestyle. I'm honest, because if I break myself, I'm fucked up and I can't compete, I can't work. So it's a priority. Yeah. You know, it's my priority to be saved. So it's for this reason I don't do freestyle, because if I damage myself, I can't work. So it's a problem. Maybe for other athletes that don't work with the calisthenics and they are just athletes and they have other stuff, maybe the people don't think about it because, okay, if I damage myself, doesn't matter. But if I damage myself, it's a big problem.
Or maybe they have a better health insurance than you have.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. But do you still train basics? Asil asked this, do you still do pull-ups, dips, muscle-ups, stuff like that, or only statics?
No, yes, of course. For me, as I said to everybody, the basics is the word, you know, the basics. So if you don't have the basic, how you can think to do the Maltese? I let you an example. If you don't have 20 dips or 30 dips, how can you think to do the Maltese? That is 100 times more hard than a dip. Mm-hmm. It's logic, you know, if you think about it. How can you do a front lever or one arm front lever or this type of skills if you don't have 20 pull-ups? You can do it, okay? You can do it. But at one point, you will break yourself because you don't have the basic for sustain that type of struggle, that type of work, because your tendons, your body is not prepared to be that type of things because it's really stressful for the nervous system and for your tendons. So even me, for example, if I get damaged from doing Maltese or planche, if you think about a little guy who just started and he don't have basics, bro, just stop, be patient, do pull-ups, dips, push-ups, handstand push-up, everything. When you have a good power on that, you can try to approach the skill. And you will be, you will feel better because you will be with more power in your background. So to approach a skill that require, for example, push power, shoulder conditioning, bicep conditioning, you will start more easy because you are already prepared. You know, you have done a month of training for prepare your body to do that skill. For example, for myself too, bro, I have done a lot of basic before starting the skills. As I said, I was doing free climbing, but I was doing pull-ups, dips, push-up, the ABS, L-sit, toes to bar, this type of exercise. Because I've liked every no wait, yes it was my passion until I was young to make sport, you know, to create, to do something, because I have a lot of energy and I need to put it in something, you know, because if I stay without do nothing, I become nervous, like I need to do something, you know. I'm like this, so for this reason I have always worked out. But for the people who ask if I train basics, exercise, yes. Even not yesterday, no, not today. This weekend, I have trained the basics exercise. I have done pull-ups, chin-ups, dips, push-ups, this type of exercise, like certain reps, bro. Because if you don't do this type of exercise, you know, even with the time, you need to do a consistent work. You know, you need to be, yes, is right like that, you know, consistency. Yeah. Because, for example, if I've tested this in myself, you know, like 2 years ago, yes, when I was starting, I was 1 year of training. Yes, maybe. I was doing only skill without basic, because for some reason I was just training the skills because I was really focused, like I want to do this and this, so I don't have time to train basic. And after that, I have learned that skill was on my goals, and after that a lot of injuries came to me, like in my wrist, in my knee, in my yes, is my elbow, sorry, in my in my back, mm-hmm. in every body of my part, bro, I was feeling pain because I have stopped to work it on, you know, the basics, but not because I have left behind the basic, but because I have lost my power in the reps. So I was doing just a straight arm skill. So my tendons was really stressed because every time do straight arm skill is not good. Mm-hmm. I tell to you, but I tell everybody that are watching us, it's not healthy. Because if you work every time on straight arm, you change the grip, the variation, mm-hmm. or you need to do some bent arm exercise because you are going to stress and stress and stress to take it, lock it, your tendons, your arm, and is really stressful. So for this reason, I was feeling bad. And I have started to training one day in a week, bro. One day in a week, basic and normal. Like nothing happened, you know, like, oh. But for me, it's like that because I program my workout about myself, for example. But for somebody, maybe it's different. Maybe you need to work 2 days in a week or maybe one in a week. It depends because I said every time, so we are always different. Like every time people ask me, how in what time I can take a full planche? Mm-hmm. For example, how much time I need? I don't know, bro. My answer is always this. I don't know because if you work on it every day or with the good program, with the good programs and with the good rest, blah, blah, blah. You can take it maybe in 2-3 months, or maybe you can take it in 1 year. It depends of you, because if your body react good on that skill, is good. So it means that you are working good and your body is adapting to that skill. If you see that you are bringing a lot of time, but I found a guy who was working on the full planche, bro, for 2 years. 2 years, he always struggled. No power up, no level up, nothing. I say to him, you need to fix the exercise, you know, like dynamics exercise, statics exercise, even the basics. You need to fix everything because if you work on the hold. Mm-hmm. It's not like you do 10 push-up. After that, you can do 20. If you always surpassing your reps, it's not the same, bro. Because if you do, yes, you can do, for example, max second hold planche every day for increase your stamina, your hand runs. But at one point, you will be locked. Because if you don't fix with strength and dynamic move, you don't train everything. You train just one way, and you can't grow. You know, mm-hmm. So this is the secret. Maybe you know, is training everything in the completeness.
Okay, so for example, if you do a straddle planche and you feel you can only do your maximum because it's your shoulder that's the weak point. You work on your shoulder, and then you improve, or like you take apart the whole exercise, and then you work on every different part of the straddle planche, or how does it work?
No, for example, this is another thing, because if you want, for example, I was meaning if you want to increase second and switch by propedeutic in propedeutic, you need to work on all, not just for the old. But if you need to work, for example, on the straddle push-up or only the push-up, for example, you have the full planche, you just need to work on the push-up presses x blah blah blah, you need to work on it in the specifically. For example, you need to do a lot of push-ups in that propedeutic, you need to do a lot of push-up in your current propedeutic, maybe with the assistant band, maybe with the feet on the floor. You need to try not one exercise but different exercise. For example, I have full planche push-up, I can do everything, okay, but I'm still training one leg push-up in planche, mm-hmm. because it helped me for grow to volume, to increase the rep. for example, or in the day off, or in the day that I'm feeling tired, I do a straddle push-up or one leg push-up, but I do it in the perfect form. So doing like this, I will work even on the other form of the other propedeutic, because I still have it. I just need to fix it. Mm-hmm. And if I want to grow, of course, maybe you can put weight, for example, but it depends every time on your level. For example, I can put 10 kilos for increase my power to do the push-up and blah, blah, blah. I will work, for example, on my level. I can do the full planche push-up with 5 kilos. Maybe I don't do it with 5 kilos. I do it with 3. I don't work on my max. Or there is the day that I'm in full shape. I feel really great. I try over my max, for example. Normally, I do 10 kilos planche push-up. I try to add 12, 15. Okay, because I need to break that step. Mm-hmm. It was, I was talking at the beginning, you know, I working for get stronger for myself, not to beat everybody, other athletes, for example. This is a way, for example, if you think even on the bodybuilding, bro, for example, you want to do 100 kilos bench press. Okay, maybe you have 70 kilos, you need to work. You need to work on 70 kilos, on 75, 80, and you need to every time make more weight your bench press, okay? Until you arrive at, for example, 90, 95 kilos, then you take a rest and you try the 100. Because if you do one rep with 95, you can do one rep with 100. You know, but it's always on the... You need to trust the process, you know, like I'm doing this, this will bring me to this. If I do this and I do it clearly, I don't skip a step, I will arrive when I need to arrive. You know, like it doesn't exist a time that you have to learn something, you know, because if you put, for example, a date like, I want to do these skills this month in this date. It's useless for my opinion, because if you put something like this, like a goal, you know, like a date, it's strange, because if you arrive in that moment and you don't have that skill, you can be demotivated by yourself, because like you said, like you are thinking, I'm not strong, I don't have work enough, and this type of things. But it's not like that, because maybe it's not the time for your body to do that skill. It's just if you have the skill here, you can do it, but you just need to work on it. You know, if you even don't think about it, you will never do it. For example, I always find a lot of people, like, they say to me, no, for me it's impossible, I will never do it, for me it's impossible. No, yeah, wow, you are really strong in planche, but for me, it's impossible. It will be impossible. It will be really impossible for you, because you don't even think about that you can do that things. And the opposite, I talk for myself, I have never think that I can't do it. I always think if you do it, I can do it too. We are same. I'm a human, you are a human. So if you do it, I can do it too. Maybe I can do it better. You know, and that in that moment start the competition, but with yourself, you know. Mm. Because it's like a promise, you know, oh, that man do it, I need to do it too. But better, maybe, you know. It's like this is the type of competition that I like, because it's not a competition with somebody, it's just for yourself. And I enjoy this sport for this, because a lot of athletes work for their self and not for competition on other things. Like I know athlete that I don't know the name, but I don't say to you the name, but they are really strong and they are nobody, bro. But really, really strong and they are nobody. So it's like I said before, maybe there is somebody that is stronger than you and you don't know it, because he don't have Instagram, he don't compete. But really, I have found one guy that he was doing 5-4 Zanetti, perfect form, 2 Pelican, bro, 2 Pelican, 2 reps, you know, consecutive, like perfect. I was what the fuck? Yeah, really. And I was like, who the fuck are you? You know, and he say, oh, I present myself. Wow, chapeau. Oh, really? Yeah, it's stimulating for me because, for example, I don't think, he is stronger than me, so I need to work out more. Mm-hmm. I just think he is not stronger than me. He can do these things better than me, but I watch the completeness, bro. Like I said at the beginning, for me, an athlete is strong when he is complete. This guy was just with push, for example, a little pull, but it was really strong. But I don't tell to him like, you are weak because you don't have pull power, you know. Like this type of athlete think with the ego, you know. Oh, you are strong than me in push, so I let you fall down because you are not strong in pull. This is not the way that I trust, you know. For example, if you are stronger than me in push, for example, respect, mad respect, because I'm strong. And I don't know, in the calisthenics world, I think I'm become recognized for the people because I do something with my weight that not everybody can do. And every time when I do the things, the people say to me, wow, you do a planche, for example, man. They say to me like this, you do a planche, but if I watch you and I watch another people, I always like your planche because you are heavy and it look more more powerful, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, bro. because really, there is no a lot of athletes that have my weight and they do my things. Just two, three athletes in the world. And maybe it's for these things that the people watch me and get motivated by me because of these things, maybe because somebody told me this, like, oh, you are big, so when you do the things, it look like more powerful, you know? Like, okay. But for example, if I see somebody that do really clean push-up in planche, have good skills, I will never say to him, oh, you are weak in pull, so you are not strong. You know, it's just for respect. Because I'm an athlete and it's my work. So I think really in a different way because I don't think like I'm training for... Yes, I'm still thinking like this. I'm training for the passion because I'm feeling good. But I'm training even because it's my work and because I need to always go up. Or even if I can go up because at one point everybody needs to stop. Like Yuri Keki, bro. He have won 5 times the Olympics game. But now he's not competing anymore, of course. He's doing the skill. He's doing the full planche, blah, blah, blah. But on his level. For example, I'm not thinking that at 40 or 50 years old, I can do the two fingers planche. But I will work for stay strong, you know, and not for pass the time, just for passing the time. Because I want to, for me, I say to you one phrase is that for me is the key, you know, it's something that I think every day, like a strong athlete or anyway, a strong people is somebody that stays strong for years. Okay. You know what I mean? That you are training, you are an athlete, you are still working out and you are still on that level, or maybe you are more powerful. But for me, that it's something that it's really, really, really hard to find. Somebody that, for example, do the same skill or even better, passing the years, bro. That is a real skill, bro, because it's really hard. For example, one of my goals is not to do the impossible skill or this type of things. I already done it, two fingers Maltese and crazy, crazy skills. But for me, I will be strong when I will arrive at 30 or this age and I will do the same things that I do now. This is one of my goals because it's a really, really hard skill to do your skill in the passing of the year. For example, if you watch Vicky Santoro, you know him?
Yeah.
Bro, he's damn clean And right now, and he don't do skills. He's training basics. He's training powerlifting. Sometimes he train the skill, but he have always the clean form, bro. And for me, that is an athlete because he is always clean, passing the years. So that's a real skill, not doing just the planche. Because I say this because I see a lot of young guy do great things in 1 year. For example, they do Maltese press, planche. After 1 year, they vanish. Like, oh, where did he go? Because they are break themselves. They have cut this tendon, so I don't know why. You know, I don't know what they do, but it's for this reason, bro. Because the people don't know how to training. So maybe you have a good genetics. You push. You arrive at one point that you are really strong. You think that you are strong, and that is your weakness because you think that you are strong, and you left behind the important things like stretching, like do the right warm up, like do the right things, and you are just working on your goal, and you left behind these things, so you will fall. You will fall, bro, because I passed the same. Like I always done stretching, always, because the mobility is the most important things for us. But sometimes, yes, I forgot at the beginning. I was starting like warming up with Maltese and planche is not good. Yeah, you smile and you laugh, but it's not good. And just because you have power, you know, you do it. Like, oh yeah, fuck that, I do it. But it's not like that because you pay everything that you do when you are cold. Mm-hmm. I'm paying that mistakes. Because sometimes I get hurted in some, not in the tendons but in the nerves, you know. Mm-hmm. Because at the beginning I was doing the things without the good form, because I was without knowledge, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I have studied for learn how to do the good things, and of course I have practiced. Mm-hmm. But the most important things is that to take care about ourselves and know that everybody have a time. Like these little guys who start to training in 1 year, they reach a top level, and after 2 months they get injured, and you will never see it again. And this is for me, that is not an athlete, you know, and it's not the good way to do the sport, even like this, yeah. Because you just hurt yourself. You do crazy stuff, but how it costs, you know. It costs your tendons. Yeah. And you will never fix it anymore. Maybe if you need to work in a factory, or you do mechanic, that you do heavy job and you have the broke tendons, how you can live. So the people don't think about these things, that our body is, I don't think is our body is not is our temple, because I'm not with that point of view, but it's like this. Because if you don't eat healthy, if you don't take care of yourself, even the food is your fuel. If you eat, sorry for the language, if you eat shit, you will perform like shit. Because you don't have the good fuel for do the skill, for do the right move that you are normally have the routine to do it. Because you are putting in your body something that it is just worse. And it's not good, so you will perform bad. I see this because at the beginning, for my genetics, I can eat everything, bro, and I'm still like this. My body fat remain 3-4%. Yes, I'm a bastard, but but it's my lucky. And but I always try to eat clean, even I have good genetics, because I know even if don't change nothing apparently. It change in inside me, because your blood, you know, need to drain the vitamins, everything, and your stomach too. So you need to take care about everything. You know, I see that you have done the interview with Valentine, and he told about this. He told something about this, because he tried to hit clean every time, bro. And I respect him for this, because it's true. And I say it too. It's true. Yeah, we need to eat clean. If you want to do... You can perform the same, okay? You can always perform, but it will not be the same things. Like if you eat clean every day.
I don't follow her diet, for example, but I know how to eat clean because, you know, I work on myself. So I know what type of things I need to eat. I have for my things. I have stomach problem since I was younger. So I can't eat something, for example, fries things or too much fat things. I can't eat it because I'm feeling bad. So these things help me to eat clean, because if I don't eat clean, I'm feeling really bad. So this is one of the things that help me to take care of my healthness. Yes, for my status. You know.
How many calories do you eat in a day?
Honestly, I don't know. I never calculated. Maybe more than 3K.
Okay.
Because I eat a lot. But there is some day, for example, today I don't have eat a lot. I eat just two times, breakfast and lunch. Until now, I don't have eat nothing, just a protein bar after my workout.
Okay. And so, like a typical meal for you, what's a typical meal for you?
Well, for example, breakfast or lunch. For example, in the breakfast, I try to eat some. If I need to work out immediately for example, 1-2 hours, I eat something that, for example, good sugar that it can burn fast in your body. For example, like pancakes with honey, protein pancakes. If you can do it with egg, milk, and hot. It's poor healthy. There is nothing bad in it. If there is homemade, if you have the prepared one, it's still shit.
Yeah.
Or for example, just fruit or the daughter. You know, the I don't know the word in English. The nuts, the little fruits. You know, or some two bananas. I normally my breakfast is. The shape with two bananas, 100 millimeters of milk, almond milk, because I can't drink the normal milk.
Okay.
I eat the almond milk just for my stomach problem. I put 2 scoop of whey protein. I shake it and I drink it. Okay. And normally, sometimes I, with this, with the shape, I do 2 pieces of bread with peanut butter, and that's all. Because it's always something that you can burn fast in your body. Because if you start workout, these type of things are really quick for the digestion. Even for example, bread with honey and the juice. For example, fuck my life, I don't remember the words. But okay, like for example, cherry
jam.
Marmalade. Sorry.
Yeah.
For example, it's you can burn it fast, so it's good. Maybe you can eat everything, bro. But it just you need to don't eat the junk food or trash food, because that is really it's not good. Sometimes, for example, one in a month I eat 2, but just because, you know, I want to do it. But for one time in 1 month, it changed nothing. If you do it 1 times, 2 times, 3 times in a week for every week, of course it changed.
Yeah, that's true.
For example, for my lunch, I eat normally rice with tuna or pasta with tuna. Because I try to fix, you know, carbo with protein, or yes, maybe no. For example, the meat I try to eat not in the lunch, but for example, if I need to eat meat, I eat in the dinner. For example, yesterday evening I was eating salmon with avocado and tomato. And 2 pieces of bread. It's really healthy like this, because you have everything. You have protein, vitamin, carbo, you have everything.
Good fats. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, good fats and protein is good. Avocado is good fat, so it's not a fat that you... It's a fat that you can burn and you use in your workout, so it's perfect.
Yeah, that's true. Nice. The question that was asked from the community the most, and I took it till the end. How did you develop the finger strength to be able to do the two finger plan?
I was expecting this question, bro.
Everybody was asking this, so yeah.
So, the hand sword is really easy. It's like it doesn't exist a propedeutic for some skill. For example, I let you an example, and now and after that I will explain to you. For example, for learn the one hand planche, it doesn't exist the propedeutic tuck one arm, one leg, one arm. It doesn't exist. It just exists the lean and approaching the directly the skill, maybe helping you with 2 kilos, for example, balancing. Mm-hmm. That is a propedeutic for the one arm planche, for example. But it's not this for and because it doesn't exist, even for the one arm front lever. For these skills, it doesn't exist. You just need to try it, to attempt and attempt and attempt, maybe use the rubber band, these type of things. For the two fingers, it's same. Little tips. You can, for first thing, for strengthen your fingers, is just stay in that position. Straight arm, two fingers, and you stay on the ground. I say to you to use at the beginning a soft floor, because at the beginning it's really hard to take the straight fingers, and because it hurts, you feel a lot of pain, really, because here you are all the nerves, so you push on it, and the part that you use on your fingers is really little, because it's just this part. Yeah. So imagine that you push, in my case, 70 kilos on this little point. So you need to work a lot, first things, on the mobility. On the mobility, because when you are not just like this, because when you are lean, your finger will be at not the same position, but really close to your basin. Mm-hmm. Or to your chest. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your stomach. So think about it. If you watch my photos, my fingers are like this. Mm-hmm. Because I'm really lean. I'm so lean in front of me. So you need to build the power on your finger to resist on that lean. Because on the two fingers planche is a game about strength and balance. Mm-hmm. Because you are pushing on just these two pieces. So the hard things is not just the power that you put on the move, but is to resist to the first painful things that you think, because the first thought that it comes to your mind is, my God, I'm feeling a lot of pain. this is the first thing that you will think, but you need just to resist to these things. You need just to be patient, to lean, lean, lean. When you have, like planche lean, bro, you know, the planche lean repetition. You do like this in two fingers planche. After this, you just try to do the push-up. You can try to do straddle lean. You can use this type of propedeutic, straddle full. Never do one leg or this type of move, because you just can go far from the move, because you just make the move more hard, because it's hard to do in straddle, but trust me, if you do it in one leg, it's even hard, because you don't have the same balance. So it's a strange skill to learn, and anyway, it's just attempt, lean, loop bend, and attempt. It's like this. Or for example, you can do three fingers and two fingers on the other side. You can switch, for example. This can help you to make stronger before one part and the other part after. For example, you can switch. For example, I do one rep with one hand like this and one hand like this. The rep, the set after, I will switch.
I will do two fingers with the other hand and three fingers with the other hand, just for balance the power, you know, and balance the effort, because it's a really stressful skill for everybody. Because if I get stressed from this, everybody can get stressed.
That's true.
Because yes, it's not about one thing that I need to say about the two fingers planche. It's not about only the planche, you know, because the two fingers planche is just a planche, bro. It's just a full planche, like all the variation. But you need to work on this. It's just this the problem, because the power that you put to do the planche is the same of a normal planche. Really, I talk with other athletes that they do the two fingers planche, because if we don't talk about to our to each other, you know, how can we share the things, how we can evolve? So if you want evolve in something, you need to go to talk with another maybe athlete like you, strong like you, so you can put on the same ground your experience. And I said, for me, full planche on two fingers is just normal planche, but it's really hard because you need to have the good conditioning and good power in your strength, and you need to build the perfect balance to do it, because you need to do really perfect. You can't do error, because if you do an error, you will fall. So the most difficult thing is just to strengthen the fingers, because if you have a solid full planche more than 10 seconds, 15 seconds, you can do it. You just need to train this.
Okay.
Same things, Maltese. Maybe it's different because you have a different type of position of the fingers, but yes, because for the mobility, you can't do it like this, Maltese, two fingers. You need to get like this, because it's impossible for the mobility, really impossible. And nothing, that's it. It's just lean, push up, and try to not break your face or break your finger.
Okay, nice. So we're coming to an end. We still have some quick questions, quick answers to the end.
Yeah.
What do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza. Always pizza. I will, if I can, I eat pizza every day, bro, but I can't.
Okay. It was like an Italian. I expected that, but yeah.
No, yes, but I swear not all the Italian like it pizza, bro.
Oh, okay.
It's just a meat, but yes, I love it pizza.
Right. Do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs. Because they are much lover, you know, cats are just apathic. Yeah. They are numb.
True. What is your favorite location for holidays?
Go to the sea.
No matter
chilling,
what
bro. Sea, beach, a good bar, and workout, bro. That is a good holiday.
Okay, nice.
Maybe still with the stay with your friend. I think the closest people you have it near to you. If you have these things, is always on holiday.
Okay. Do you have a favorite calisthenics athlete or an hero or something?
Honestly, no. I just respect some athletes, but I don't have a meet, you know, because I think if you have a meet, you can be a meet. You know what I mean?
You
understand?
Meet is zero? Like
no, yeah, like work? Yes, meet like yes, like who is your superhero, for example? Yeah, you know, like absolutely. The best for you.
Yeah, okay.
For the best for me, there is not the best, but because I respect a lot of athletes, you know. For example, if I, you know, I mean idol, you know.
Yeah.
No, it's right.
Yeah.
I don't have idol, and I have never had an idol, because I don't know. I can't get inspired by someone. I just can get motivated, or maybe I can take something that he can make me evolve. But if I was with an idol, maybe, oh, for example, this man is my idol. I will never be here, bro. Because I think if you have an idol, you can be an idol. Because you are still putting all yourself, for example, you are so mad for that man, for example, and you are not focused on you because you are watching too much the other people. Mm-hmm. So this is the reason why not everybody can reach their goals, because everybody every time watch the other people. One thing that I have learned for my life is you don't need to watch the others. You need to watch the others just for learn something for yourself, but you don't need to watch the others for copy the things. Because if you copy something that it's already exists, it's like you have no style. You know, you need to find your way, because everybody have his way. Like Bill Gates have create his things, for example, blah blah blah. They don't have copy things by the others. They have created by his own. For example, I create the Barsi mode, and the people watching me because I'm unique, because they remember the Barsi mode. For example, GP Showtime, for you know Showtime. He have created the only quality, you know, because he thinks that you when you need the things, you just need to. Wait.
Like a bug, a brain bug. Like he think when you do something, you need to do like quality, always quality. If you do one things, you don't need to do it lower quality, just mm-hmm. on the top. And I think same, but with other words. Like if you want to do one things, you can't do it by half. Or you do it, or you don't do it. You know, you can stay in a middle. Yeah. It's like this, or you do it or you can do it. So I don't have an idol, but I respect, for example, one of the first athletes. It was La Rosa, Eric Cortiz, and Viktor Kamenov. These three athletes are really, really, I bring to their really a lot of respect, not for their name, but for what they have done in their calisthenics stories, you know.
Cool. Okay, nice. What's the best calisthenics event you've ever been at so far?
Well, at the last one.
In Madrid.
Street Workout Ultimate Battle. Yes, in Madrid.
Nice.
Yes. Yes, because it was the first the second world championship for me, but it was a really good the hype, you know, because yeah. A lot of athletes all come from different type of part, so it will be it was really cool.
Nice. Okay, if calisthenics didn't exist, what sport would you do?
Ooh. I think that I was continue to do certain reps, bro. Like, because I said at the beginning, I have always done sport, mm-hmm. so I can't stay without do nothing, you know. So I need to do some things for be occupied. But yes, I think I was doing maybe always certain reps, or I think always. Work out with your body, you know, not with weight or something like bodybuilding. I think I was thinking to do parkour because it really likes me, because for the jump and running and this type of trick. So maybe yes, I was. I will do parkour. Maybe one day if I keep apart the calisthenics, I will try something of parkour.
Nice. So yeah,
It will be helpful for my freestyle.
That's true. Nice. Yes. So we're coming to an end. For the people who want to ask you something, who want to get in touch with you, where can they contact you best?
You can contact me, guys, in Instagram, or I have the page on Facebook or on YouTube. I always watch every message, really. I try to reply to every person that write to me, but You know, you are too much. So I can't reply to everybody, but normally you can find me on Instagram, just DM me and I will reply.
Great. We will put all the links from Eric in the description so you can check his Instagram, etc. And yeah, we're coming to an end. And before you can end the episode, Eric, I want to say thank you to everyone listening to this. Thank you for, it's a really, really long interview with 1.5 hours. That's crazy. So everybody...
Sorry, I speak too much.
No, it's good. I think there were a lot of insights, a lot of value. And but a big respect to everyone listening to this till the end, because that's crazy. And also a big thank you to you, Eric, for your time.
Thanks to you to make me the possibility to do this interview, because I really enjoyed it. And sorry for everybody, because sometimes I know my English is fucked up, but okay. I'm tired.
You speak with passion, and I really enjoyed it. It was great. And
I try to make the people feel what I feel. I always do like this. So I hope I will pass to you these things.
Great. Nice. So thank you. And if you want to let this episode continue, comment the person down below who should be interviewed next. Give us a thumbs up, share this, whatever you want. And you can say goodbye to everyone, Eric, now.
Hello, guys. See you there.